As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Yo.
Yo, yo, yo. What is a bachelor dinner?
That is when Roxy is off, who does most of the cooking for us. That is when she's up visiting her uncle in Watertown, South Dakota. And I have to scrounge around the house looking for food and decide, hey, we got some frozen egg rolls in the freezer. That's dinner. All egg rolls. Five egg rolls is dinner. That is a bachelor dinner right there.
Now, if you had to woo your current lovely bride to marry you all over again and had to make her one meal that would blow her away, would you be capable? What would you do?
Already did it. This meal was an instant leg spreader. Because you know that's the only way. It's the only way. The only shot I got is somebody as good looking as my wife. Right?
Okay.
I gotta win with food.
And what was the meal?
It's not going to sound as good as it tastes, and it's delicious. But here's what it is. It is a sausage pasta combination that, and the pasta used is called orecchiette. It's a very different pasta than you've normally seen. It looks almost like a seashell. And it's orecchiette. It's roasted red pepper. It's olive oil. It is Pecorino Romano cheese specifically.
Wow.
And it needs to be zesty. And it's got to have hot sausage in it. And me, knowing that she loves spicy food, went for that. Sealed the deal.
That and also
all it took, Zabe, was 37 dates, and I got there.
Yep, that and a little bit of ketamine mixed in, and maybe some Rufinol, and it was a wrap.
Okay.
Hey, Hoser, guess who's on the phone with us right now? Charge. All right. I don't want to start in on something that is so divisive, so potentially friendship-ending, but I have to anyway. It has to be discussed, Charge. What are your thoughts on daylight savings time?
Oh, God.
You thought I was going to say the election, didn't you? No.
I sure did.
Something even more divisive.
Like all good Americans, I hate daylight savings. Fuck that. Daylight savings carries no benefit for anybody. It messes up your system, your metabolism, all the things that you think you know. Why am I tired early? Why do I go to bed early? Why is it dark at 4:30? Why is it dark at 4:30, Zabe? Who wants that? Oh, so I can get up early? And when I get up and it's breaking light is coming up as I get up now. Who cares? I'm getting in the shop. I'm work. I want daylight in the evening, Zabe, where I can use it. I can be out barbecuing. I can be around my fire pit. I want evening light. I don't care about my commute in.
You had all that when it was warm enough to do all that.
And
that's why we nudged the clocks 1 hour that direction. Now that those days are over for those in the middle of the country and the northern tier, we're knocking them back an hour because it's the optimal schedule for the most people. Not everyone, but the most. You do know it's the same amount of daylight, no matter which way you do it.
Obviously, yes.
Sometimes I think you daylight savings maniacs don't even understand that there's no less daylight if you move the clocks up or back.
No, that is absurd. Everybody okay. understands we are not actually gaining and losing time.
I wouldn't be so sure.
It's when do you want your daylight? And there's no need for daylight, not nearly as pressing of a need for daylight at 6:30 in the morning as there is at 4:30 at night or 5:30 at night.
I can assure you there ain't shit you're going to be doing between now and May 1st outdoors in that 1 hour between 4:30 and 5:30 in the northern part of the country.
It's pitch black. It's dark out. Of course I'm not doing anything.
You are not doing anything anyway in 4:30 to 5:30. What would you be doing outdoors now from 4:30 to 5:30?
Grilling.
Go ahead.
Barbecue.
You can't do that
right?
in the dark?
Walking the dogs. Not easily. I can't even see how done the food is.
They have lights
I'm out there
that.
With a headlamp. Who barbecues in a headlamp? Stupid.
Okay.
You look moronic.
Walking the dog and cooking meat. Okay. Two yes. very thin arguments for this.
No.
Now, do you know that if you did not move the clocks, it would be pitch black until 7:30 a.m.?
And fine. What am I missing, Zabe? What am I missing? That's shower time. It's
bitch,
dressing time.
People
food
work.
Dressing time.
Bitch, people got jobs. Maybe you don't, fantasy boy, but people got to get their ass up and go to work. And let me tell you, waking up in the pitch black is terrible for your system. I've done it most of my career in radio. It sucks. It screws up everything. It doesn't feel right. You are meant to wake up with the sun. That's how our Neanderthal forefathers grew and lived and experienced life.
Same.
And by the way, what about the kids?
You are the wrong person to ask because you're getting up at 4. Of course that feels abnormal. You don't at 7:30, the only thing you are missing is your drive into work, or if you work at home, it's going downstairs and getting a cup of coffee and pouring yourself some cereal and then being in front of your computer at 8. You're missing nothing. In fact, for those of us that live on the west side of town, like I do, if the sun is coming up, your commute is into the sun. I'd rather have the commute in the dark than into the sun. And by the way, then you get the same thing on the way back, which sucks too. But that's a whole reason to this whole different story on why you should not buy on the west side of town. Point is, you're not missing anything in the morning with sunlight. You're missing it in the evening.
You do know the shortest day of the year is coming on December 22nd.
I can't get here soon enough.
And so I'm on the days. I'm on the
timeanddate.com
website. Make sure to bookmark it. It's an excellent site. And you can search any city, any latitude, any part of the country you want and find all of the times for sunset and sunrise. And on that day, the sun still won't come up until 7:32 a.m. And it'll set at 4:32. Under
now,
your
where is that? Now, is that me? Or
Minneapolis, that Minnesota. Oh, ever heard of it?
It's the worst. It's the worst. You blink and you missed your day. I mean, I'm not kidding when I say I count the days to December 21st. It's the worst. And what's the name of this site again?
It's called timeanddate.com.
Oh, that's very sophisticated. Not only will they tell you the time, they will also tell you the date.
Don't be a wise
wow.
ass. It's got a lot of useful links, world clock, time zones, calendar, weather, sun, moon, and space. You know, for people that have a curious mind, charts, they find it a very useful site. You don't have that. You just care more about, you know, who's going to win the fab pickup for Quinshon Johnson.
Well, I do care about that, actually, yes. I mean, that is true. That's a fact.
So under your scenario, it would be dark until 8:30 a.m., and it would stay light until 5:30 p.m. And
on
nobody
that day, on December 21st.
I know. It. Okay, and because you need that hour in 32 degrees or colder. Should I check average
temperature?
You're hoping
for 32. Yeah, I mean 30 on December 21st. 32 is a win. You know, that's. I'm guessing the average is about 29 or something. On that date, January is way worse.
All right.
It's still bad.
Yeah. On December, high of 29 for the month of December.
There you go. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we've solved nothing. I hope your system, your delicate, precious, machine-like system, since you are such a picture of fitness and regimen and health, is not too messed up by having to move the clocks an hour. Now,
listen.
Now,
I have a delicate system that does not want to be tinkered with, especially in regards to my sexual performance, which can be tied sometimes
to get those cycles, leg spreaders going.
That's to cycles that involve the sunrise, also circadian rhythms.
Okay, fair enough. Yes. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, let's talk some NFL. Let's talk trade deadline. Some trades did happen today.
I love one of them, and one of them is about the dumbest trade ever.
Okay, the big splash was the Commanders taking Marshawn Lattimore off the hands of the cap-strung Saints at the price of a third, a fifth, a sixth. They're saying, well, we're giving a sixth rounder back to New Orleans because of it. I mean, it's a price. I wouldn't call it a steep price. Lattimore's currently hurt, but when healthy, is a dog. And he had some epic battles over the years with Mike Evans.
He did. And he, by the way, owned Mike Evans. And who profiles just like Mike Evans coming up in 2 weeks for the Commanders in a game that is so pivotal, even though we're not in
A.J.
December
Brown yet. Of the Eagles?
You got it. A.J. Brown of the Eagles coming up in 2 weeks, and you want one of the best physical cornerbacks in the league that can jam him at the line of scrimmage, hang with him, win those contested catches. That's Marshawn Lattimore. He's, when healthy, which, granted, he's not right now, probably one of the 10 to 12 best cornerbacks in the league. You got to pay for those guys. But this is rare opportunity. The Commanders are in it to win it this year. They are buyers, not sellers. I mean, it's been, I don't know, most of my lifetime since we've said this about a Washington football team.
Yeah.
It's fun, and I love this move for them.
Okay. The Cowboys, in buy mode, get Jonathan Mingo from the Panthers, who had all of 41 targets this year, and they gave up a pretty high pick to get him.
They gave up a fourth-round pick to get Jonathan Mingo, who, on a Carolina team that traded away Deontay Johnson and does not have Adam Thielen, still couldn't get him on the field and wouldn't put him on the field.
Right.
And Jerry Jones paid more for him than Buffalo paid for Amari Cooper, than the Chiefs paid for DeAndre Hopkins, or what the Ravens paid for Deontay Johnson, and they're all better than Jonathan Mingo. And on top of all of that, here's the Cowboys on a death swirl right now with Dak Prescott on IR, right? So he's not going to play for a month. They don't have CeeDee Lamb right now. They're going to lose. This is everybody knows they're going to lose. They were going to lose before when those guys were healthy. And what did they do? They turned into buyers on a player that nobody else wanted. Unbelievable.
This is what billionaires who are close to death, like Jerry Jones is, panic that they're never going to see a Super Bowl again in their lifetime do. Mm-hmm. They double down on their own bad decisions. They triple down in the face of reality, which you so accurately pointed out. And they say, fuck it. Who's going to stop me? I'm the owner. I'm a billionaire. I've had $200,000 worth of plastic surgery to my face. It still looks terrible. I got my son as my right-hand man in the organization. Right. Fuck it. Give me Mingo. I take that Mingo kid. I like him.
Oh,
so
God.
Dumb move there. Lions add Za'Darius Smith.
Yep, I'm very familiar. He was a Viking for a year.
And he was a Packer before that.
He was a Packer.
He was a Raven before that.
Yeah, and he's been liked in all of his stops. He left
Green Bay poorly.
I didn't say love.
I know, but he left Green Bay poorly. He was pitching up a storm at the end.
Yeah, now I'm not talking about personality. I meant more about play.
Okay, yeah. No, he was productive.
He was productive. And yes. He was productive here. He just wasn't like game changing, but he wanted to get paid like a game changer. So, and it's always been that way for him. So teams have let him go a lot. But if you're there's another case for a team that feels like they're in it to win it, and they wanted a replacement for Aiden Hutchinson, who, by the way, I think Aiden Hutchinson is still number one in quarterback pressures, and he has not played in a month.
Really?
That's how far ahead he was from the field and how, you know, just how dominating he was before his ACL.
Right. The Ravens land corner Tre'Davious White in a deal with the Rams. Two-time Pro Bowl corner, cost of a seventh-round draft pick, so basically a bag of groceries.
He was the worst starting cornerback in the league by several metrics when he was starting. And then the Rams benched him 3 weeks ago and never looked back. He was awful. And I'm stunned anybody gave anything for Tre'Davious White.
Okay. The Packers send Preston Smith, another Smith on the move, defensive end to the Steelers for a seventh round pick. It's widely being reported as a salary escape for the Packers for next year's cap. Smith has been very productive. He missed one game in, I think, 10 seasons with the Packers. Very durable, just was never much of a game changer or game wrecker. Big, boxy, but reliable. And there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah, and I think you've summarized that pretty well. They just, I don't know that he's going to move the needle, really. It's the Steelers that he went to, right?
Yes. Steelers acquire Mike Williams from the Jets. Just weeks after the Steelers beat the Jets on Sunday Night Football. And that, of course, Williams was expendable after the Jets traded for Devontae Adams. He, of course, famously ran the wrong route, and Aaron Rodgers made sure to let the whole world know about it when he went on with the punter on ESPN, Pat McAfee.
Yeah, Pat McAfee, yeah.
Anything on that from your opinion?
Yes, yeah. Well, this is more impactful because Van Jefferson sucks, and so now he can go to potentially take Van Jefferson's spot. So he's actually somebody who I think could be on the field within a couple of weeks. He could be on the field regularly. Big bodied guy. You know, his whole deal has been just contested catches, coming down with long, long passes. He's kind of a specialist that way. Not terribly good. And the ACL that he suffered last year really sapped a lot of the game out of him, unfortunately.
And unless I'm missing something, it sounds like that's pretty much it as the deadline has passed.
Yeah, but don't minimize it, Dave. This is awesome. I mean,
was this a good trade deadline?
We never used to get this.
I thought we've had even more robust trade deadlines in the not so distant past. Of course, a couple trades already happened. Devontae Adams happened earlier. You guys getting Cam Robinson, who played pretty well by all accounts, right?
He did. Yeah, shockingly well.
Okay, so there's that. Now, there might have been one more before that. The NFL used to never trade guys, which I don't understand why they never traded anybody.
Who made it okay to trade? six years ago, one person made it okay to trade.
The Chiefs guy?
No, Belichick.
Belichick did. Okay. DeAndre Hopkins, also a trade guy.
Yep. Amari Cooper traded. Yep. Mm-hmm. Belichick made a bunch of trades at the deadline. Everybody went, oh, well, Belichick's doing that. I guess it's okay. This was in his, you know, Belichick was in his heyday before he was reviled like he is now. So yeah, that he made it okay. And I'm glad it's way more fun. The world is more fun with trades.
Yeah. Top three things on a top three Tuesday on my show. I said top three things that I think about way more than I should. Number three, how much do OnlyFans thirst traps really make? Because I'm not buying these reports that this woman whose name I've never heard of has made $69 million selling pictures of her jumblies. I just don't believe it.
I don't know who you're talking about, and so I don't have a way to validate any of that. You know, you can decide for yourself whether or not I'm lying. I don't know the person you're referring to. $69 million? I mean, if we do the math on that, what is it you can tell me, as I'm sure you know,
Karina Kopf. Karina Kopf, K-O-P-F is her name. And she says she is calling it quits after making $67 million in 3 years.
Why not? Jeez. Really?
I don't believe. Like, I want to see her mansions. I want to see her lifestyle. I want to see her truly disappear from the scene to prove that, yeah, she really made that much money. I think OnlyFans wildly exaggerates these numbers to try to get more thirst traps,
more people in,
to sign up and make $6,000 a year.
What is a thirst trap? I'm sorry that I don't know. Boy. And by the way, I'm very suspicious. If it's $69 million, I'm very suspicious already.
Of course, as you should be suspicious. Number two, things I think about way too much. What kind of a freak must Belichick be in bed with the women? Because, look, I know that women want fame, money, celebrity.
Yes.
And that's why there can be a 50-plus-year gap between Belichick and this current girlfriend. I understand that they will put up with a lot in terms of being slouchy and slovenly and not an underwear model. But don't you think at the end of the day, she still needs the D-train to be woot, woot? Belichick has got to...
Hell no.
Really?
No.
So you think Belichick sucks like a 72-year-old morbidly obese man?
Yes.
Jacked up on Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra. Yeah.
Who nobody ever says anything bad about to his face. He doesn't know how terrible he is in bed. He has no concept of that. And just like he had no idea what a bad coach he'd become because nobody had the guts to tell him.
Do you wonder if he speaks in his monotone mumble in bed? That was really great.
During the act?
The way he spit in my mouth was really hot. That's cool. We should do that again. Oh, Jesus, God. Really? Really? And the number one thing I think about way too much is this. Mm-hmm. What if we live long enough to see a true NFL gambling messiah walk into our lives? In other words, a guy who can consistently pick 75% winners. And he's doing it and doing it. He's got a knack for synthesizing all the information and a gut instinct that is freakish. How would casinos react? Because he could then start selling this information at a price that is astronomical. His net worth would eclipse that of Elon Musk in a matter of a year and a half. Would casinos just sit there and take it in the face as we all buy our picks from the Messiah? Do you ever think about that?
Zabe?
Yeah.
What makes you think that person isn't already doing this? And rather than trying to get $20 a week from subscribers or even $200 a week from subscribers, he's just making the bets and killing it. That person could be out there right now doing it, but he's not saying shit because he's smart. You would never want to raise attention to yourself. You wouldn't want anybody to know. You'd want to be doing it and crushing the house as quietly as you possibly
could,
raking in the cash.
I don't think that guy exists because he does want to be rich, but he also wants to be famous. He also wants to be a god among men. That man would be too tempted to say, look, because, you know, it's hard to get your money down once they identify you as a sharp. And he would be the sharpest of sharps.
Right. That's why you can't be public with it.
Well, but it would be hard for him then to disperse enough money to make to enough mm-hmm. guys, because mm-hmm. they would sort of reverse engineer it and go, wait, hold, where's this money coming from? Because they're all networked. They see these bets coming in large amounts on certain teams. I'm just saying, I think about it a lot. Okay.
I know some people in this world, in the sports betting world, I should ask them if they think that if this person is out there active right now. I don't know. You're right. It's a great, it is, somebody is good enough.
A messiah. Somebody who sees good enough through the fog. Because the lines are too tack sharp week to week. And the NFL is too fucking unpredictable.
It is.
It's pretty much impossible. And yet, so many billions of dollars rides on the industry of betting on pro football games. Think about it. If somebody could come in and upend that, it would be the most unbelievable thing ever.
And you got to wonder, Zabe, if that person is there and what they're doing right now, and if couldn't just mathematically isn't somebody operating at that level? I mean, if there's there's a million bettors right now, are we all between 52% and 47% or
yes.
worse?
Yes, pretty much.
All of us?
Pretty much. I know my picks on air for You Are Looking Live every week, mm-hmm. 50%. Yeah. I'm one game under 500. My locks are trash. You should be fading my locks. My locks are 2-7. I've got to get hot on my locks just to become bowl eligible this year. I don't know if I'm going to make it to 6 wins in my locks. I once had a league, and it was kind of a fun league that I did, and you'll hate it because it involves no nuances, strategy, or the kind of gamification that you so love, being the nerd that you are, and I say that mm-hmm. with love and admiration. My league was simply this. It was called the Lock League. 32 guys divvied up in divisions, just like the NFL, team names, and every week you pick one lock. If you win, it's a win. If you lose, it's a loss. And then you see what the records look like at the end of 17 weeks, and then you set the playoffs off of that.
Easy.
Sounds stupid?
No, it sounds easy and fun. I mean, it'd be,
because then
be
you could
time.
Have, like, what would be nice to have is a year-over-year running record of, listen, I've had a string of at least 6 straight 11-win seasons in the Lock League. So don't tell me I don't know ball. Don't tell me I'm a dumb gambler. You know, because we make a lot of different bets. A little bit here, a little bit there, splash it around. This would be the one official fucking record.
Yeah, yep, the one bet. Your one favorite bet. That's it.
Yeah, and then you keep records on it, and then you do the playoffs. But for a big pot of money, be nice if you do like a buy-in for $1,000.
Well, what is the buy-in?
How about $1,000, $32,000 for the winner? One winner. No second place. You win the Super Bowl, 32 fucking grand.
That's, you know, because that's real money. That's like, I think I'd like to go buy.
Some people say $1,000 is real money.
I know, right? What would you buy with that?
32 money? Grand?
32 grand right now. Just bonk right there.
Oh, probably a Arri Alexa camera with maybe a 55 to 200 mil lens with a macro ring on it.
Sexy.
And then I'd probably return it for a red for red camera and then return that. No, I don't know what I would do because it would have to pass detection from Congress, so to speak, here in the household. You know, Congress. How do you keep that much money out of Congress's eyesight for its administration and oversight? What bank account do you put that in, or is it in a fucking pillowcase somewhere?
First of all, let me introduce you to the concept of Venmo. This is what I got a buddy who calls it the Rooster Fund. The Rooster Fund is all of his gaming money, his gambling wins, all the stuff that the wife doesn't know about. It goes in the Rooster Fund.
Why does he call it the Rooster Fund?
Well, why do you think, Zabe? Come on, man.
rooster fun.
I don't get it.
It's roosters are male.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right.
Roosters.
Male cocks.
Okay.
The rooster. I got to spell it out for you. Maybe you're listening.
It might have been a Minnesota thing. Don't fucking get at me. You guys play duck, duck, gray duck up there for reasons.
Hell yeah,
that make
we
no
do. We invented it.
Sense. I know.
We get to call it what we want. You guys subverted it into something else.
Duck, duck.
We invented
gray
it. We can call it whatever the hell we want.
Okay. So yeah, look, I got all those little PayPal. I got PayPal. I got Venmo. I got Cash App. I got all that shit. But they're not used for any nefarious purposes. Now, some guys use it for their OnlyFans subscriptions, you know? Just route through there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, if what's-her-name Carla Croft has got to get to... Karina Kopf has got to get to $69 million, she needs a lot of rooster fund money.
Yeah, there's no way she made $69 million because Paige Spiranak, who's the hottest golf influencer out there, she's grinding her ass off, posting photos and photos and photos and doing videos and golf swings and all this other shit. And she's never showed any nipple or worse. And if she just went full OnlyFans, she would make $69 million in a day, in my opinion, if that other mark is really real.
What has this done to the porn? The established porn industry has got to be dying.
Well, it's
because
definitely
anybody can make an OnlyFans page. Beautiful women that want to do all the same stuff at all the same quality as regular porn, right? Established industry porn.
Yeah, but
they don't have to pay any middleman. They don't have to go through all the other stuff. They can just keep the money.
They still do quote legit porn to become famous and to be on the platform of being known. But once you find your favorite porn star, if you're a guy, you're going to want more of it. So this is like a supplement. This is like a side hustle. This is like their podcast. OnlyFans is podcasting for women with vaginas that people want to see. I hate to be that blunt, but that's the best way I can describe it. It's a supplemental thing. They could get famous alone without going the mainstream route, but it's better.
Yeah.
To be known from being in a bunch of mainstream porn films, and then people go, oh, I love the way so-and-so does that thing, and then they go more of her on a daily basis in casual clothes, in other situations. You know, guys are fucking horny and stupid, and they'll pay for that shit.
Apparently they will pay for that. I don't know. I don't know. It seems like you don't need to pay for it, but I guess people do.
All right. Speaking of paying.
Is it under the guise that you have a relationship with this person? Do they like answer your DMs? And it's
there
actually, you know,
are
they have
apparently
a team,
some
they got
that
a team
will
of
do,
dudes who answer their DMs.
Yeah,
it's not her, but you think it's her.
Yeah, I know. Church, you're underestimating by a wide delta the sheer number of incels that are roaming amongst us. They are sad, sad men, and barely men at that, that cannot attract a woman.
That's sad.
Yeah, well, that's why they're called incels. That's why OnlyFans creators
mean? What does incel mean?
Involuntarily celibate. You've never heard of incel as a term.
I've heard of it, but I didn't know what it meant.
Involuntarily.
I just heard it used derogatorily.
Yes, incel. All right. And the larger societal concern is that, you know, as women using social media get stuck on their highest setting, that's a sort of a term, Church, where one time they hooked up with the cutest guy in their high school class, and they're chasing that forever, even though they're like a five now, and they're not so hot. But social media gives the illusion that they might, if they swipe enough, swipe left, swipe left, swipe left, get back to their highest setting of what they had in high school. So what then happens to the other suitable fives? They can't fucking get a date, much less the first base or all the way home. So they're not getting any real sex. So they become involuntarily celibate, and they turn to the internet to look at things and to crank it, and then become increasingly isolated, depressed, and unfortunately violent. Many of the worst violent...
Not just depressed?
Yes.
Sounds depressing to me.
Look... Nothing convinces a guy to put his gun down and not murder somebody more than good pussy or any pussy. Seriously, if you're a guy who is a little bit weird and hates some kids in high school and you're like, man, I should go in there and fucking shoot the place up someday. If you got some pussy that was at least decent, you'd have to wake up one morning and go, do I want to die today? committing a brutal act, or should I just fuck my girlfriend again? It's not a hard choice.
You are speaking hard, cold truths right there. That is now. But let me ask you this, just your own personal experience. I personally know about 12-ish women who are single and have been trying to date for years.
How
and
old
have
are
been
they?
Unable in their, let's go a band of like late 30s to early 50s.
Oh, cool. Give me their numbers. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. I'm married myself and I don't live in Minnesota.
That's a problem. I don't know any men. I know like no men that are single looking. I know all these women. Now, in your life, is that not the case?
I don't know these women. I don't leave the house much, to be honest. So, I know
you go to Green Bay.
I do. I think it could be a variety of reasons. I don't know these women. I don't know what their personality traits are. I don't know if they're stuck on their highest setting. I don't know if they've got kids still that they're trying to single mom. That's always a big hurdle.
That's
that someone's got to really love you a lot to put up with all that stuff.
Yep.
And I don't know if they're trying in the right places. Maybe they're trying the apps. The apps are a distorted thing. 10% of the hottest women get 90% of the eligible men. That's
now,
a proven number.
I have read studies that say that women are more focused on looks in these apps and dating apps than the men are.
Right. Yeah.
And well, I think that validates what you're saying. And we think of men as being, you know, I always got to date somebody better looking than me. And we think, you know, men get the bad rap on being obsessed with looks. But I think women discriminate on looks more than men do.
I think at the front end, yeah, for sure. Because remember, everyone is social media obsessed, women even more than men. And any man they start dating is going to appear on their social media feed, and they instantly are going to be like, what's everyone going to think? Are they going to think he's ugly or fat or a loser?
Right.
Like, are they going to judge me? Like, that's all that Linda could get on Bumble? Oh, my God. We got to talk to her. We got to have an intervention. That guy's a turd.
Now,
but he treats me right, and he gets me, and he cooks me leg spreaders of spicy sausage. Like my friend Paul.
That's right. Right. Like my friend Paul.
Can we end on your giddiness, talking about what would you buy with $32,000 in a fictional fantasy league that doesn't exist? Your giddiness over buying new tires for your truck.
Yes, I didn't know. You know, tires is always just something that you have to have. But when you're a truck owner, Zane, it changes everything.
You are a Toyota Tundra owner, and you are very happy with the purchase. It is one of the luxury super trucks in a category of the Ram 1500 and others that is glorious and suitable for your climate.
Zabe, the brand new 2025 Ram 1500.
Yeah.
It has something I've never seen in any other car before, and I'm fascinated by it.
Okay, what's that?
You know, they've all got the big, you know, now increasingly large displays in the center console where you run AirPlay or blah, 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 whatever you may want to, display on it. They have a separate passenger display that is where the glove box is. And that passenger then has their own display on the passenger side.
I immediately need this vehicle.
And I know.
I need a driver. Can you tell me a driver I can hire?
I want. Now, it's not a big display. It's a small display, but I still want that.
Oh, what's the pixels on the, resolution? Because the worst is being stuck in a resolution that quickly gets outdated.
And that happens all the time, too.
How many?
And it makes it hard to buy used trucks for me or used cars for me. My wife is currently we're thinking about changing her used car for another used car, and God, it's hard to go backwards, Zabe. You know, the displays are grainy. They may not have like a car.
The fonts are wonky.
Right.
Yeah, I hate that.
I don't think I can do it.
All right, but you had to buy new tires. Now most people curse when they have to buy new tires because it's quite the expense, and there's not much enjoyment over things you don't even think about. But you found joy. What did you do? Did you get some bigger rims? Did you get 20s well, on them bad boys? Spinners?
22s.
22s.
No, spinners. It's a truck. It's a pickup truck. Not the spinners.
Okay. You but, can.
Well, I'm sure you can. You look like a grade A doofus. But I was excited because the truck opens up. Do you want to get like the big knobby tires? Do you want it to make it look trucky? Right.
Right.
Do you get lifts? You can get even bigger
tires.
Sure,
you can.
How wide are you going to get the tires?
Pimp
you
know, my truck.
Yes. And so then it's here in Minnesota. Do I get full-time winter tires and winter wheels? Do I swap out the wheels swap out the tires every season? You know, and which many people do here. Or do I go all season tires and get some ATs? And ultimately, I spent all summer working towards this. And ultimately, with a process of winnowing down to five potential tires, and then ultimately picked one. And it was the whole process was extremely fun for me. And I did not end up with like the super cool, like extra knobby tires. Cause at the end of the day, I still want a smooth ride and I want my truck to feel like I'm
the knobbier the tires, the more road hum you're going to get on dry, flat pavement.
There's only one kind of road hum I want, and it takes some spicy sausage to get there, baby.
Yeah. Pimp out Church's truck, yo. Candy paint Cadillac. Uh-huh. 20-inch, 22-inch. So you're only one step away from good old Yosemite Sam mud flaps that say back off. You are not far away from a gun rack, even though you don't carry a gun in your car. You are just one step away from the highest of high redneck accessories. You know what those are? Bumper nuts. Please tell me you know what bumper nuts are.
I've seen them in the wild one time, and I have seen it. It was in Wyoming, and I have seen them.
Do you know that some states actually ban them?
You know what? I approve that.
I approve that as well. We got to have some decorum left.
Right.
As
exactly.
A society.
On the road. As somebody who raised a daughter, I'm very glad that we did not run into that.
You don't have to tell your kids. I mean, if you have sons who are like 6 years old, they're like, Dada, what's that on the truck in front of me? You tell him and he'd be like, that's so funny. Okay, and he'll spend the rest of the afternoon in front of a mirror. Dangling at his, like going, huh, do mine look like this? For a girl, though, you don't want to have to explain. That's a replica of male genitalia, sweetheart. But it won't matter for another 10 years. I hope.
Right. Yeah. Let's hope not. And they better not look like that.
All right. Charge is always a pleasure, my friend. Take care.
We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.